Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford. A final preseason interview here. Coach, a few weeks into practice now. I know you've had some scrimmages here as well. What have you liked about what you've seen from this team here in this early part of the preseason as you get ready here to finally open things up here next week?
They've been working really hard. They're excited about, they were excited coming in. They were excited to get going. So really proud of how hard they're working, how well they're paying attention to little details and trying to get better every single day.
So when you have a team that's returning all five starters as you have here this season, what kind of extra expectation do you think that puts on a team, whether it be, from you as a coach or for them on themselves? What kind of extra expectation does that kind of give to a team like this?
I mean, I think it's just easier starting out. You were not having to explain a whole lot. We're able to get in and not break down and go over a whole lot of introduction to things that we need to do. We're able to really start breaking some things apart and focusing on little details instead of just trying to get the offenses and the defenses and everything put in. We're able to really focus on some of those details with having so many returners.
So when it comes to thinking back to last year as you get ready for this season, what are some of the biggest areas of growth you want to see in your game? Whether it be on the offensive side, on the defensive side, what does that kind of look like for you guys right now?
Offensively, I think just executing, taking care of things on the offensive side. I think that we've in the past left a lot of points off the board. We work extremely hard on defense and cause some turnovers, keep teams to hold them, fairly low scoring. And we need to match that offensively. So just working on trying to play at a quicker speed during practice, pushing them to be out of their comfort zone so that in games they're better prepared for that speed and that intensity of the game.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford. Season opener is on Monday here against Appleton Parkersburg. We'll talk about that here in a sec. But Coach, when it comes to getting things set up for the season, you guys have team captains or anything like that?
We do not. I have not done team captains. I don't know. Just not something that I've really believed in. It's weird. We all have a different role and all just as important as the next. So we don't name team captains, but everybody steps up and does the thing that they're good at for us.
Kind of everyone's kind of got an equal role, right? That kind
yeah,
of thing.
I mean, you've got your vocal kids that'll come in and they talk a little bit more. Our upperclassmen have done a really, really nice job of making our underclassmen feel welcomed, feel heard, cheering them on, helping them out, letting them know it's okay to make mistakes and things like that. So been very, very proud of their leadership that they've shown for our program. They've done a lot and they've put a lot of time in. So kind of setting that expectation as a whole, not putting that on just a few select kids.
You bet. Last time we talked about the returning starters, but how about when it comes to your depth with this team, some of those bench players, who are going to be some of those that you're hoping are able to kind of step up and maybe take bigger roles here as, the sixth, seventh, eighth player, things like that?
Yeah, we've got, through our scrimmages, and we've had four different scrimmages, the three down at Waverly and then our pride scrimmage up at Garner. We have a rotation of about eight kids, which is deeper than what we've been in the past. Mackenzie Valley came in as a freshman and she's shown that she's, ready to play at kind of that varsity level and that speed that we're wanting to play at. It gives us another true guard with a lot of experience. She's put a lot of time in. So she's actually taken, as of right now, that third guard position so we can play a little bit quicker. Gives us 3-point guards on the floor so we can get the ball out and we can get going. And then we have Addie Albers and Madison Helscove who have put a lot of time in the off season. So all three of them have come in as underclassmen and are kind of sharing some of those roles with those seniors.
When it comes to this upcoming game with Appleton Parkersburg, it'll be a road trip there on Monday night. What are you looking for with that game to get the season started? What's kind of your outlook for this one?
It's going to be a dogfight. They're super aggressive, so we have to take care of the basketball. The last 2 years we've played them have come in with different game plans, so we've just got to be ready to play basketball. We've got to be prepared. Zone, man, press. Last year they pressed us off of man or off of makes and misses. So just being prepared to play 32 minutes. They like to get up and down. They like to pressure a lot, cause turnovers, and play fast. So we're going to have to be ready to take care of the basketball and hopefully take advantage of some of their aggressiveness because they're going to take some chances. So we're going to have to be able to capitalize on some of those mistakes.
When it comes to the North Central Conference, what's kind of the outlook for conference play here this season, as far as what some of the other teams are looking like? Because I'm sure you're probably one of the few teams that has all five starters coming back, I would imagine.
Yeah, we are lucky in that we have all those starters returning, but this conference is really now senior heavy. Last year it was really junior heavy. So a lot of schools have a lot of kids coming back who have had huge roles in their program for a couple years now. So Algona has a big senior class, some kids who have played a lot of ball in the off season. Humboldt the same way. They've got, three or four, five seniors who are ready to step up. And I would say, going off of last year, those are kind of the two teams that everybody's going to have to be kind of going after and chasing. Clear Lake, they've got a great coach up there, and he's going to have those underclassmen. They were real young last year, but they're going to be better prepared and more ready for that varsity level. And then we've got a couple new coaches. I think three new coaches in our conference this year. So they're going to be bringing their own things and getting those kids motivated. So really the North Central Conference is tough night in and night out. You've got to show up every single night and be ready to play no matter who that is.
All right, well, that's about all I got for you today, but appreciate the time today and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this
Yeah, we're
year.
excited to see you Monday night.
All right, Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford here on the Coach's Corner.